And now I have touched up on a little piece. This one is really about me, because in my fugitive days, when our gang was working together, trying to make poets of ourselves, I was writing some of these tragic poems, and they asked me about that, and I said, well, I guess I've just come into a grief. And they teased me with that phrase, and they went about saying, well, I didn't know anything about Ransom. Has he had some disappointment in love, or what could there be? And so I wrote a little short poem that explained the matter, and just lately I touched it up and lengthened it a little bit. And I use a musical the expression phrase as a title, agitato ma non troppo, with expression but not too much expression. That's about that tragic principle of dealing with death. This is what the man said, insisting, standing on his head. I've come into a grief. It was not stolen like a thief, and should not be blown up beyond belief. They know I have no bittern by the lake to cry it up and down the brake, and nothing since has been like Dante's fury when Beatrice was given him to bury, unless when the young heart fevered they may know where Percy Shelley's reed went tremolo. They say there's something on his mind, but where is his fair child moaning in the wind? Where is the white frost snowing on his head? When did he stalk and weep and not loll in his bed? They want the killing blast of grief. I go according to another brief. My head, stiff on his promontory cliff, frowned and elected me to the common grief, by whose poor pities I'm shaken, but not as a leaf. So that was my little defiance after I'd once made the mistake of replying to their question why I wrote so many tragic poems.